Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kof Nun, which is a continuation from the Gemara before and Daf Kof Mem Tes Amid Beis. In the Gemara before and Daf Kof Mem Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down the following halacha: Shir Karka Kosho Matanose Kayemes V'Kama Kosho Amar Yehuda Merav Karka Kedei Parnasose. For Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Omer metaltlin kedei parnasase. Omer Rav Zeira, kama mechav non shmei tzedesabi. Karka taimamai, di koi samech alei, metaltlin nami koi samech yilavayu. And therefore, by metaltlin, we will say as well, that as long as he was meshayer kedei parnasase, that loch is matanase kayemes. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following kasha from Rav Yosef. Mask of Rav Yosef, umay chavanosa. Man damer metaltlin karka tnan, man damer kedei parnasase koshu tnan. And for that reason, Rabbi Yosef wants to prove that only by shir karka will we say matanase kayemes, and as far as how much one has to be meshayer, one only has to be meshayer koshu. One does not need to be meshayer kedei parnasase in order to have the halacha of matanase kayemes. In the Gemara Daf Kof Nun base, we find that the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Chamisha, Shechtevu Kol Nechzeim, Ve'ilu Hein, Shchimira, Avdai, Ishtai, Ubanav, Mavreches, Shchimira Detanan, Shchimira Shekosav, Kol Nechosav, Achim, Shir, Karka, Koshu, Matanase, Kayemes, Roy, Shir, Karka, Koshu, Ein, Matanase, Kayemes. In the Rishonim we find a tremendous machoikes. The Rif and the Rambam both say that from this, the Rava Amar Rav Nachman says, Chamisha Tshichtvu Kol Nechseyem. And one of them is a Shchimira, and Rava includes Shchimira, together with Avdei, Ishtai, Banav, and Mavreches. From there, one sees a Rava understands that as long as one was Meshayer Koshu, the Loch is Matanase Kayemes, and we do not need to Meshayer Kedei Parnasase in order to have the Loch of Matanase Kayemes. But rather, by Shchimira, the Loch is at Tshichtvu Kol Nechseyem. And whether he was Meshayer Karka Koshu, or he was Meshayer Metaltlin Koshu, the halacha will be Matanase Kayemes. And for that reason, the Rif and the Rambam both say the halacha, Leisa de Yehudim and Rava Amar Rav Nachman, and one does not need to Meshayer Kedei Parnasase in order to have the halacha of Matanase Kayemes. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues. And the Rosh says, Mashrotze Rav Ilfas Lahash Veis Kol Chamesh Tam Biachad, Deshir Midi Bekuhu, Have Shir. Ein b'raizuma moshe slidcheis divrei olikim chayim, d'av kuva b'chada machta machtenu, v'av davka sheishir kuan shove. As the Rosh goes on to say, v'chein le'inyin shir nami mestaber d'shchimia b'ina k'dei panasasei, d'midi hu taima, el mishum umdina do yoev inish koma d'islev yomas b'rov, el adaita d'mis kayoev, v'ay umdina le'batla imoshe shir k'dei panasasei. In other words, based on this, that the umdun of kol nechasav is because we say v'yav inish koma de isrei v'yomas b'rav, that the umdina will apply as long as he was not meshayer kedei parnasasei. If he was meshayer koshu and he was not meshayer kedei parnasasei, one still has the umdina of v'yav inish koma de isrei v'yomas b'rav. So to explain pshat according to the Rif and the Rambam, who understand that Rava Amar Rav Nachman argues on Rav Yehuda and says that a shir kosh was enough for us to say matanosa kayemes, one does not have to be meshayer kedei panasase, we find a number of mahalchem in the Mefarshim. In the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Nun, in the Bedek HaBayis, we find that the Beis Yosef explains as follows. This, that according to the Rif and the Rambam, Meshitas Rava, that loch is one does not have to be meshayer kedei panasase, is because Aval Pishayim Bishir Kedei Parnasase Shemadaita Yilichyeis Chaye Tzimtzum Me'az V'Hola. And for that reason, one does not have to be Meshayer Kedei Parnasase in order to have the halacha of Matanase Kayemes. In the Sma, on the other end, in Katan Tesain, we find that the Sma explains Pshat and the Sheet of the Rif and the Rambam with another Mahalach. And the Sma says this, that according to the Rif and the Rambam, a Shir Kosh was enough for us to say Matanase Kayemes, is because upon him mistaka b'choshu al shir mimenu kedei parnasasei. In other words, sometimes a koshu is enough, since with a koshu one can mistaka kedei parnasasei. And for that reason, even if one was just meshayer koshu, one no longer has the umdina
According to the Mahalch of the Beis Yosef and the Taz, this that a Shir Koshu is enough is because with a Shir Koshu one can have Kedei Parnasasai. Either as Beis Yosef explained, that he would be Chaya Chaya Tzimtzum, or as Isma explains, that with a Koshu one can mistake Kedei Parnasasai. In Rabbeinu Yonah before in Daf Kof Mem Vav Mem Beis, we find that Rabbeinu Yonah explains this that a Shir Koshu is enough with another Mahalach, and Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Inami oi haba meshayre imoi omar ki yeshwe tekva, the kivan sheshir, the nosan mucha milsa de mashanosa me chayim nosan. In other words, had the nesina been adas misa, and his nesina been a nesina. For lachar misa, why was he meshayre koshu? Lachar misa, he will not need any nechasim, not even a koshu. From this that he was Mashiach koshu when Sisha Yishu Tikva, and he is doing an Asina Mechayim. And since what is taking place is an Asina Mechayim, for that reason, Imshir koshu matanase kayames. Since again the Asina is taking place Mechayim and not Lachar Misa. According to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah, this that we say, that if someone gave away all his nechasim, then the loch is a ma'amad chaser, is because if someone gave away all his nechasim, from this that he gave away all his nechasim, one sees that he wants to give away his nechasim l'achar misa, since one does not give away all his nechasim echayim. And for that reason, the loch is im amad chaser, from this that he was Mashiach. From there, one sees that he means to make an esinim echayim and not an esinu l'achar misa, since that he just meant to make an esinu l'achar misa. Why was he Mashiach koshu? And for that reason, if he was Mashiach koshu, the loch is matanasei kayemes, and the nesina is chal mechayim. From the Rosh and the other Mahalchim that we mentioned before, from the Achrinim v'shitas harif harambam, one sees that the other Achrinim understand k'shitas harosh, that this that we say mamachizer is because one has an umdina that he only gave it al da shayamos. Since he was not Mashiach kadei parnasasei, from there one sees that he gave the nechasim al da shayamos. And he gave the nechasim because he thought he was going to be mace. And for that reason, the halach is mama chaser, since again he only gave the nechasim because he thought he was going to be mace. And therefore, one has to be Mashiach kadei parnasas in order not to have that umdina. That is how Rabbeinu Yonah explains pshat in this that Shir Koshu works. Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to ask the following kasha. Rabbeinu Yonah asks, if so, b'metzava machmas misa b'miksas maitayim aminon, shem omar chizer, v'chir from this he was Mashiach b'miksas, one sees that he does not mean to make an esina l'achar misa. And for that reason, halacha should be im omar einoi chizer. That is Akasha, the Rabbeinu Yonah asks on his pshat. V'chir one can answer Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha as follows. Even though as far as matnash chimira, this that we say im omar chizer, is because one has an umdina, which tells us that the nesina is first taking place l'achar misa, and for that reason the halach is a mama chizer. But by mitzava machmas misa, the reason why the halach is a mama chizer is because since he is mitzava machmas misa, his whole nesina is because he is oimed lamos, and he only did a nesina because of this that he was oimed lamos. And for the reason why mitzava machmas misa, even by yishir koshu, the halach is a mama chizer, since he was not mace, and the whole Nesina was al das misa. In other words, the reason why we say Ma'amar Chizer by regular Manash Chimira, and the reason why we say Ma'amar Chizer by Mitzavah Machmas Misa are for two different reasons. This that we say Ma'amar Chizer by regular Manash Chimira is because the Nesina is taking place L'achar Misa. From this that he gave away Kol Nechasav, one sees that he means to give away his Nechasav L'achar Misa, and for that reason the Halach is Ma'amar Chizer. On the other hand, by Mitzava Machmas Misa, this that we say Mama Chizer is not because one has a Hechrich. He wants to give away his Nechasim Achar Misa, but rather, from this, he's Mitzava Machmas Misa, one sees that he is only doing an Asina because he is Oymed Lamos. And for that reason, even though he is Mashiach Koshu, but still the Halach is Im Amar Chizer. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, answers his Kasha by explaining Pshat and this that Shir Koshu works with another Mahalach. And Rabbi Yonah says, "Shashir meichiach shemakava la mei meicholyai, uve mitzava machmas misa leiko amei merhachi." In other words, this that we say that by Shir Koshu matanose kayames is not because we say that with this he was Mashiach Koshu. From there, one sees he does not mean to make an esino achar misa, but rather this by Shir Koshu the loch is matanose kayames is because from this he was Mashiach Koshu. One sees that he's mitzapa la'amid mechoyai. And therefore the nesina that he is doing is not aldas misa, but rather the nesina is even aldas that he will not be mace. By mitzava machmas misa, on the other hand, that he's being mitzava machmas misa, for that reason, even by shir kosher, we will not say that he's mitzapa la'amid mechoyai, since he's being mitzava machmas misa. And for that reason, even by Yeshir, by Mitzvah Machmas Misa, the halacha will be Im Omar Chayzer. So again, from Rabbi Yehuda one sees, that one can explain Pshat, in this that Shir Koshu works with one of two Mahachim. Either one can explain Pshat like the Havmina of Rabbi Yehuda, that with this that he was Meshayer Koshu one sees, that he is not doing an Asino Achamisa, but rather he is doing an Asino Mechayim. Or one can say, as Rabbi Yehuda explains, L'masko Nosai, that from this he was Mashiach Koshu one sees, that the Nesina that he is doing is not Machmas Misa. And since he's not doing a Nesina Machmas Misa, for that reason, the Halach is a Ma'amad in a Chazer, even by Yeshir Koshu. So again, according to the Rosh, this that we say that by Yeshir, the Halach is Matanasa Kayemes, is because if he was Mashiach, then one no longer has the Umdina of Oyov, Inish Koma Deslevi Yomos Birov. And for that reason, if he was Meshayer Kedei Panasase, the halach is Matanase Kayames. On the other hand, according to the Mahalchim of Rabbi Yehuda, this by Yeshir we will say Matanase Kayames, is because the Yeshir itself is a Hechrech, that either he meant to make an Asina Mechayim, or the Yeshir itself is a Hechrech, that the Asina is not Aldas Misa. And for that reason, even by Yeshir Koshu, the halach will be Matanase Kayames. In the Rashbam, on the Kof Nunal from the base, we find that the Rashbam says as follows. This that we say, the Bashir Karka Koshu Matonose Matona Shem Omare Nechizer, is because Kivan de Havi Bashir Kacha Yedaita Shem Yamid Lo Yachzer, U Kach Shir La'atzmi Masha Shir. From the Rashbam, one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands this that we say that by Matona B'miktsas, and if he was Meshaya, the Allah is Matonose Kayemes, and we say Omare Nechizer, is because from this that he was a Meshayer, there is a Hechrich that Kach Yedaita Shem Yamid Lo Yachzar, Ulekach Shir La'atzmi Masha Shir. Okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam. Why does the Rashbam explain this that by Yeshir we say Matanose Kayemes, and the Loch is a Ma'omer in Yechizar, is because from this that he was a Meshayer one sees, Shekach Yedaita Shem Yamid Lo Yachzar. Why in the Rashbam explained very simply that by Yeshir this that we will say Matanosei Kayemes is because since there is a Shir, one does not have the Umdina that the Rashbam mentions before in Daf Kof Mem Vav Mem Beis, Shenisiyai Shemana Chayim. As the Rashbam explains, Dimdaloi Shir Midi Aminon, Avadaita Dahochi Yavoi Shemyamai Mechoya Yomos Beravi Yitztarech Lebriyais. And by Yeshir one does not have that Umdina. So to explain Pshat in the Rashbam, Ocher one can explain that the Rashbam, in the Gemara of Kof and Alpha on the base, is coming to explain this, that a Shir Kosho works. And the Rashbam understands, like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that there is a Machlekes Amirayim as far as Shir, how much does one have to be Meshayer in order to have the Lacha Matanosei Kayemes? Do we say that one needs to be Meshayer Kadei Panasasei, like Rav Yehuda says, or do we say, like Rava says, that all one needs is a Shir Kosho? And therefore, even though by Shir Kadei Panasasei, one does not have the Umdina that the Rashbam mentions before in Afkof Mem Vav Mem Beis, but as far as this, Rava says that a Shir Koshu is enough for us to say Matanose Kayemes, one has to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rava by saying that by a Shir Koshu one has a Hechrich, Shekach Yadaita Shem Yamid Lo Yachzer O Kach Shir La'atzmi Masha Shir. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam. But if one looks carefully at the Rashbam, Lachiru one sees another mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Rashbam Dav Kof Nun Aleph on the base. The Rashbam Dav Kof Nun Aleph on the base is coming to explain this, that the Gemara brings down Mishmeidur of Nachman, that a matna shchimira b'miktsas, harei k'matna spori, harei k'matna shchimira, harei k'matna spori, shem omarinu chizer, harei k'matna shchimira doi boi kinyan. In other words, according to this side of the Gemara b'shitas of Nachman, a matna shchimira b'miktsas does not need a kinyan. And still we say him Omad Einu Chayzer. And for that reason, the Rashbam was bothered by the following kasha. If we say that by Mana Shchimra B'miktsas, the Halach is him Omad Einu Chayzer, a chayr from there one sees, that by Mana Shchimra B'miktsas, what is taking place is a regular Matnas Bari, and there is an Asina Mechayim taking place, and for that reason, the Halach is him Omad Einu Chayzer. If so, what is Pshat? In this that we say, the Manashchim Rabbi Mikta Svoi Boi Kenyan. So from this that the Gemara says, that a Manashchim Rabbi Mikta Svoi Boi Kenyan, from there one sees, that even by Manashchim Rabbi Mikta, what is taking place is a Manashchim Rabbi, and for that reason one has the Halach of the Rishchim Rabbi Keksuvin Kamasurin, and one does not need a Kenyan. If so, the Rashbam asks, what is Pshat in this that we say that by Manashchim Rabbi Mikta Svoi Omad Einei Chayzer, if what is taking place is a Manashchim Rabbi, then therefore the Nesina is a Nesina Das Misa, and for that reason the Halacha should be Im Omad Chayzer. So to answer this kasha, the Rashbam explains that this that we say Im Omad Einei Chayzer is because from this that he was Meshayah B'miksas, from there one sees Shekach HaYadayte Shemiyah Meidlo Yachzar U'akach Shir La'atzme Masha Shir. In other words, one needs a positive Haychacha that his Das was Shemiyah Meidlo Yachzar, and for that reason by Manashchim Rabbi B'miksas, according to the Sadev of Nachman, the Halacha is Im Omad Einei Chayzer. But again, this is only if we are to say, like the Tzad B'shitas of Nachman, that Halach is Manashchim Rabbi B'miksas is Loi Boi Kenyan. But according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that a Manashchim Rabbi B'miksas is Boi Kenyan, then one can say that what is taking place is a regular Manas Bari, and the only time we have a Manashchim Rabbi, and the only time we say Adas Misa, is only by Manashchim Rabbi Bekua, since by Manashchim Rabbi Bekua one has an Umdana, as Rashbam explains before in Avkof Mem Vav Mem Beis. Shenirin hadvarm shemach mas misa nosan, v'almanashem oyomas v'yizkai matona, d'medeloy shir midi aminon, d'avadaita d'hochiyav v'yishamiyamei mechoya yomas b'ravi tztarech v'briyais. And for that reason, if he was Mashiach, it was not Adas Misa, and for that reason the Halach is Im Omad Einei Chayzer. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam and Avkof Nun Aleph on the base. So again, there are a number of Mahalachim as far as how to explain this by Shir. The Halach is Matanase Kayemes, and we say Im Omad Einei Chayzer. The first Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Rosh, that if someone was Mashiach Kadei Parnasasi, then we no longer have the Umdana. And since we no longer have the Umdana, Avoyav Inish Komad Isle Viyamas Birah, for that reason, Halach is Im Omad Einei Chayzer. In other Mahalach, with which one can explain this by Shir, we say Matanase Kayemes, and Im Omad Einei Chayzer, is because with this that he was Mashiach one sees that he means to do a Matanah Mechayim, and for that reason he was Mashiach. And therefore, the Halach is Im Omad Einei Chayzer, which is the Havamina of Rabbeinu Yona. The Maskana of Rabbeinu Yona is this, that we say, that by Shir Matanosei Kayemes is because with this that he was Mashiach one sees, that his Nesina was not Al Das Misa, and since his Nesina was not Al Das Misa, for that reason the Halach is Matanosei Kayemes, since entire Halach of Im Omad Chayzer is dependent upon this, that the Nesina was Al Das Misa. In the Rashbam and Avkof Nun Aleph on the base, one sees another Mahalach as far as how to explain this by Shir, the Halach is Matanosei Kayemes. The Rashbam explains, this by Shir we say Matanosei Kayemes, is because with this that he was Mashiach one sees, that he does not want to be Chayzer Im Omad. Had his Matana been dependent upon his being Loi Omad, and if he will be Omad, the Matana will not be Kayemes, then he would have given away Kol Nechosov. And from this that he was Mashiach one sees, that he does not want to be Chayzer even if he is Omad. That is another Mahalach which one sees in the Rashbam. In the Gemara before in the Avkof Mem Ches on base, we find that the Gemara has the following Shaila. Iboilu Chazor B'miktas Havi Chazor B'kula Iloi. In the Gemara's Pesha, the Chazor B'miktas Havi Chazor B'kula. In the Tvan of the Rishenim, we find that the Tvan of the Rishenim say that even though Chazor B'miktas Havi Chazor B'kula, that is only if he is Chazor B'stam, but let's say he's a Mefurish, that he only wants to be Chazor for Miktas, then the Matana is Kayim B'shar Nechasav. The Ritva goes on to say this, that the Matana is Kayim B'shar Nechasav is only with a Kenyan, since it is considered a Matnash Chimya B'miktas. Okay, one has to understand, at the time of the original Matana, one had a Matnash Chimya B'kula, and therefore the fact that one was Chayzer B'miktas, but still, it should be considered a Matana B'kula, which does not need a Kenyan, and the fact that right now he was Chayzer B'miktas should not change the status of the Matana. So from the Ritva Okay, one sees the following Chiddush. This, a Manashchim Rabbi Kua does not need a Kenyan, is not because we say that since he did a Manashchim Rabbi Kua, for that reason the Matana was given al Das Misa, and therefore one has the Halacha of Rishchim Rabbi Keksuvin u Kemesurin. But rather this, by Manashchim Rabbi Kua, one does not need a Kenyan, is because Manash Chemia Bekua is considered like a Yerusha. As Gemara says before, Manash Chemia Kirusha Shav Yerabanan, for that reason one does not need a Kenyan. But in order to be considered a Yerusha, one needs that there is no Shear. If there is a Shear, then we cannot consider the Manash Chemia Bekua as a Yerusha. In a Yerusha, there is no Shear. All the Nechasim go to whoever has a Din Yerusha. And therefore, based on this, that there is a Shear, for that reason, it will have Alocha Manash Chemia B'Miktsas, which needs a Kenyan. Based on this Mahalach V'Shitas HaRetfalocher, one can explain another Mahalach. As far as this, by Shear Koshu, the Alocha is Matanase Kayemes, and Im Amad Einei Chazer. This that we say, that by Shear Koshu, Matanase Kayemes, and it is considered a Matanash Chemia B'Miktsas, which has Alocha Im Amad Einei Chazer, is because since there's a Shear B'Miktsas, we cannot say that a Yerusha of Matnash Chemira is taking place. And without us being able to say that a Matnash Chemira, which is considered like a Yerusha, is taking place, then what is taking place is a regular Matnash Chemira B'Miktsas. And for that reason, Alocha we Matanase Kayemes, and Im Amad Einei Chazer. And for that reason, even if he was not Meshayer Kedei Panasase, with even a Shear Koshu, the Alocha will be Matanase Kayemes. That is another Malach, with which one can explain Pshat in this, that the Rif and the Rambam understand that even by a Shear Koshu, the Alocha is Matanase Kayemes. Based on this, one can explain another Pshat in this, that the Gemara before in Daf Kof Mem Ches on the base has a Tzad, the Chazar B'Miktsas Havya Chazar B'Kula. This, that the Gemara is a Tzad, the Chazar B'Miktsas Havya Chazar B'Kula, is because since there is a Chazar B'Miktsas, we can no longer say that a Matnash Chemia Kirusha is taking place, since not all the Nechasim are going over the Matnash Chemia. And since we cannot say that a Matnash Chemia Kirusha is taking place, and what he made B'Shas HaKnosei was a Matnash Chemia, for that reason we will say Chazor B'Miktas Havya Chazor B'Kula. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat. In this, that the Gemara before Nav Kof Mem Ches on the basis Pleishet the Chazor B'Miktas Havya Chazor B'Kula. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara has the following Shaili Boi Luhu, Avda K'Mekarka Oy K'Metalto Adami. In the Rashbam and Tesis and other Rishenim, we find that the Rashbam and Tesis and other Rishenim ask the following Kasha, what is Pshat in this? Our Gemara is a Shaila. If Avda are considered like karka, or avodim considered like metaltlin, when yin shvua v'kinyin kesef ushtar v'chazaka, then karka yeshlem. Based on this, avodim are iske shokakoyis and the pasuk of esnachaltim oisam v'vneichem achareichem. That is the kasha that the Rishenim ask on our Gemara. Now to answer this kasha, we find two mahalchim. The Rashbam and Sot we find in the Ritva answer the Kasha by saying as follows, that even the Avodim are like Karka, but still our Gemara has a Shaila as far as Lashem B'nei Adam. Do we say that even as far as Lashem B'nei Adam, Avodim are considered like Karka, or do we say that as far as Lashem B'nei Adam, Avodim are considered like Metaltalin? And for that reason, our Gemara brings Rayas, as far as Lashem B'nei Adam, if Avodim are considered like Karka, or Avodim considered like Metaltalin. That is how the Rashbam and the Ritva answer and explain Pshat in our Gemara. Tosis on the other hand explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach, and Tosis explains that even though, as far as Dinei Dereis are concerned, it is Pasha that Avodim are Iskos V'Karkoyes, but still our Gemara is a Shaila Le'inyin Mili D'Rabbanon. As far as Mili D'Rabbanon are concerned, do we say that Avodim are considered like Karka, or do we say that Avodim are considered like Metaltalin? Now, one has to understand Pshat and Tesis. Who is referring to Mili D'Rabbanon? In our Gemara, we are referring to Lashem B'nei Adam. But we are not referring to Mili D'Rabbanon, for Tesis to differentiate between Dinei D'Raisa and Dinei D'Rabbanon. And so to one has to understand, as we find that the Shach and Simon Shin Samachimos of Cotton Base asks on Tesis, what happened to the rule of Komili Drabonon Ken Dereisa Tokon? And therefore, if in Dine Dereisa the Loch is Avodim are Iskosh Vakakoyis, so to as far as Dine Drabonon we should say that Avodim are considered like Karka. So to answer and explain Pshat and Tesis, we find that Rabbeib in Chilkal of Simon Samach Base explains Pshat and Tesis as follows. That the suffix of our Gemara, if Avodim are considered like Karka, or Avodim considered like Metaltlin, is a suffix as far as this, that we find that Bedinia de Reisa Vodemar Iska Shokakois. There are two ways as far as how to understand this, that Vodemar Iska Shokakois. Either one can explain this, that Vodemar Iska Shokakois, that the Torah is telling us that Avodim are considered like Karka, and therefore Avodim have all the dinim of Karka, or one can say this, that we find that Avodim are Iska Shukakois is not because Avodim are considered like Karka, but rather it is a Hekish, that Avodim happen to have the same dinim as Karka, but the Avodim themselves are not considered like Karka. And even though they have dinim, as if they are like Karka, but still Avodim themselves are not considered like Karka. And therefore, the suffix of our Gemara is a suffix as far as how to understand this. If we are to understand that the Hekesh is Mechadesh, Avodim are considered like Karka, then so too, B'mili D'Rabbanan, we will say that Avodim are considered like Karka. And so too, as far as Lashon B'nei Adam, we will say that Avodim are considered like Karka. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Hekesh is just a Hekesh as far as this, that Avodim happen to have the same dinim as Karka, but Avodim themselves are considered like Metaltalin. For that reason, we will say that B'mili D'Rabbanan, Avodim do not have the same din as Karka. Since B'mili D'Rabbanan, one does not have a Hekesh, for that reason they have a din like Metaltalin. Since again, even Menatei Avodim are like Metaltalin, just the Hekesh was Mechadesh that Avodim happen to have the same din as Karka. And for that reason, so too as far as Lashon B'nei Adam. But our Gemara is discussing, we will say that Avodim are considered like Metaltalin, and Avodim are not included in the Lashon of Karka. That is how our Bleib explains Pshat in the Shiloh of our Gemara according to the Shita of Taisvis. In the Rishonim we find the following Kasha. In the Gemara of Akaman Daf Yubeis Amud Aleph, we find that the Gemara says, Ein Goyvin min Avodim Shel Yisayimim. From this, that in Goyvim min Avodim shall Yisayimim Ochir, one sees that Avodim are considered like Metaltalin. Now, if we are to paskin, like the Rambam and the Rif, that Shibuda der Eisa, and this that by Milva Alpeh one has a right to be Goyve, min Yisayimim umin ha'akuchis is it in Torah, if so, we should say that Pedine der Eisa Avodim are considered like Karka, and therefore one should be able to be Goyve Avodim min ha'Yisayimim. This is the Kasha that the Rishonim ask on the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. To answer this kash, we find the Rabbeiv answers this kash as follows. That as far as Shibud is concerned, there is a halacha that in order to have a Shibud, one needs dafka karka. And therefore, the only way one can have a Shibud on an Eved is if we are to say that an Eved himself is considered like karka. Just because one has a Hekesh, and therefore an Eved has a din like Karka, will not be enough for us to say that an Eved is Meshubad like Karka. Since again, an Eved himself is considered like Metaltalin, who happens to just have a din like Karka. And as far as Shibud, only something which is considered Guf HaKarka is Meshubad. That is how Bleib answers the Kasha on the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam from the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Yubei Samad Aleph. In the Rif Mavakama on Daf Tzadivav, we find that the Rif says as follows. The Rif says this, that we find that there is a machlokes between a Meir and a Rabbanon. If as far as Gezeila is concerned, if an Eved is considered like Karka, or an Eved is considered like Metaltalin, we pass in like Rabbanon that an Eved is considered like Metaltalin. Da kaimon da av da ki metaltali dami. In other words, the Rif proves from this that we find in our Gemara that an Eved is considered like Metaltalin, for that reason, Avodim are Nigzolim. Okay, from the Rif one sees that the Shiloh of our Gemara, if we say Avodim are considered like Karka, or Avodim are considered like Metaltalin, is not only a Shiloh as far as Dini D'Rabbanan are concerned, but even as far as Dini D'Reis are concerned, there is a suffix if Avodim are considered like Karka, or if Avodim are considered like Metaltalin. And therefore, according to Rif, one has to understand how we to answer the Kasha of the Rishonim. Then how can there be a suffix if an Eved is considered like Karka, or if an Eved is considered like Metaltalin, if we find that Avodim are Iska Shokakois? So to explain Pshat and the Shita, the Rif Achira, one has to say as follows. That the Rif understands this, that we say that Avodim are Iska Shokakois, is only if we are discussing the Yachas between the Odin and the Eved. As far as the relationship between the Odin and the Eved, we consider the Eved as the Karka of the Odin. But as far as the guf ha'evet is concerned, one does not have an isker shavodim akarkois. And for that reason, as far as gzegel is concerned, that the machoikes between a meir and a rabbanon is a machoikes if the evet himself can be nigzal, or do we say that the evet is considered like karka, and therefore the evet cannot be nigzal, that is not a shaila as far as the relationship between the adin and the evet, but rather that is a shaila as far as the guf ha'evet is concerned. Can the guf ha'evet be nigzal, similar to metalton, or do we say that the guf ha'evet cannot be nigzal, similar to karka? And as far as that, we will say, avda kimetaltli domi. This that we find, that the Gemara is a shaila, if an evet is considered like karka, or an evet is considered like metaltlin, can be explained that the shaila of our Gemara is a shaila as far as how to understand this, that we say, avodim iska shokarkois. Do we say that avodim are iska shokarkois, even as far as the gufa evet is concerned, or do we say that avodim are only iska shokarkois as far as the relationship between the Adin and the Eved, but not as far as the Guf HaEved is concerned? Based on this, one can answer the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam that we mentioned before with a different Malach. That even though Shibur is the Raisa, but still we will say in Gevim and Avadim, and we will say Avda Kemetaltui Domi. This, we will say Avda Kemetaltui Domi, even though Shibur is the Raisa, is because the question of Shibud is not a question as far as the yachas between the Adin and the Eved, but rather it is a shayla as far as the Eved himself is concerned. If the Eved is considered like Karka, one can have a Shibud, since Karka is Meshubud. On the other hand, if we are to consider the Guf Eved like Metaltwin, Metaltwin cannot be Meshubud. There is no Shibud on Metaltwin, and therefore if we are to say that the Guf Eved is considered like Metaltwin, then there is no Shibud, and for that reason, the Rif and the Rambam both say that even though Shibur is Minatera, but still in Gevim min Havadim, since the Guf HaEved is considered like Metaltlin. That is a chir what one sees with Shitas HaRif. And in other Mahalach, with which one can answer Pshat and the Rif and the Rambam, and to explain Pshat in our Gemara. In the Ritva we find that the Ritva asks the following Kasha. The Ritva asks, V'chitema v'amayle pashtinam bayan, the Tva answers the Kasha by saying, and since Asuyin Lavriach Kemetaltlin, for that reason, the Loch is in Gevim Min Ha'avodim Shal Yisayimim. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and the Ritva, as you mentioned before. The Ritva explains Pshat in our Gemara like the Shita of the Rashbam, that the Shal of our Gemara is a Shal as far as Lashem Bani Adam, Im Kirin Oysam Kimikarkoi Oy Kimitaltli. And therefore, even though we find that Avodim are Iskush with Karkois, but still our Gemara is a Shal if Avodim are considered like Karka, or if Avodim are considered like Kimitaltlin. And therefore, how can the Ritva go on to ask, V'amayla Pashtim Bayim Yodakayim Onchen Gevim and Avodim Shal Yisayimim, Da'am Avodim Kimitaltli Damyon? What does Gevim and Avadim have to do with Lashem Bnei Adam? So clear from the Ritva one sees that the Ritva understands that if we are to say that Lashem Bnei Adam Avadim are considered like Karka, then by Milva Alpeh, that the Stamdas of a person is that he wants to be Meshabed his Karka. For that reason, Avadim should also be Meshabed if we are to say that Lashem Bnei Adam Avadim are included in Karka. And for that reason, the Tva has to answer the Kasha by saying, Dahasam lav mishum de ikri metaltli, el mishum de lisamech mal velayu, kivan shasuyin lav riach kemetaltlin. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Ritva. But if one looks carefully at the Ritva, a chira from the Ritva one sees another mahalach. And from the Ritva one sees that the Ritva understands Pshat in the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam explains, that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila as far as Lashem Bnei Adam. The Rashbam doesn't mean to say that even though Menatei HaVadim are considered like Karka, but still there is a Shaila, if as far as Lashem Bnei Adam, do people talk Lashem HaTeir or not? But rather the Ritva understands B'shitas HaRashbam that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila, as he mentioned before, B'shem Reblev. As far as this, that we find that HaVadim are Iska Shokakois, do we say that HaVadim are considered like Karka? Or do we say that even though Avadim are considered like Metaltim, but still they have Dine Karka? And therefore the Shaila of Lashem Bnei Adam is a Shaila As far as this, that avodim are iskar shukakoyis, and if we are to say that avodim themselves are considered like karka minatera, then so too as far as Lashem and Yodim, we will say that avodim are considered like karka. On the other hand, if we are to say that avodim are just iskar shukakoyis as far as dine karka are concerned, but an eved himself is not considered like karka, then so too as far as Lashem and Yodim, we will say that an eved is not included in karka, but rather an eved is considered like metaltalin. For that reason, the Ritva goes on to ask, the one in our Gemara bring a raya from this that we find that in Goyvim min ha'avodim. From this that there is a loch of in Goyvim min ha'avodim, one sees that a loch of avodim is kosher kakoyis, is just a loch as far as dine karka are concerned, that an eved has the same din as karka, but an eved himself is not considered like karka, since had an eved himself been considered like karka, the loch would have been that Goyvim min ha'avodim. The Ritva answers the kasha by saying that even though we find in our Gemara that our Gemara is a suffix, that it could be that an Eved himself is considered like Karka, but as far as Gviya is concerned, an Eved will not be considered like Karka, since an Eved is something which is Asi Lavriach. And since an Eved is Asi Lavriach, for that reason an Eved will not be considered like Karka. That is a Chayra Pshat in the Ritva. Now according to the Mahalach of the Ritva, that this that we find in the Gemara Bava Kama, that in Goyvim and Avodim, is because an Eved is also Avriach, even if we are to say that an Eved himself is considered like Karka. This that we find in the Gemara Bava Kama, that the Gemara Bava Kama has a tzadak Goyvim and Avodim, if we are to say Avodim are like Karka, is because the Gemara has a tzad that we will say Avodim is Kosh or Karkoyos, even as far as Dinim, that are dependent upon the Maila of Karka. And even as far as such dinim, we will say avodim isko shokar kois. And that is pshat in the shak of a tayyading morm of a kama on daf yud beis. Based on this, we can go back to the riff and explain pshat in the riff that we mentioned before with a different malach. This that the riff says that based on avdak and metaltli the halach is that we pask and the avodim are nixolim. The riff means to say that based on this that we find in the Gemara Bava Kama that avodim are considered like metaltlin, from there one sees that as far as dinim that are dependent upon the maila of karka, we do not say avodim is kosher karkois. And for that reason, the halach is in Goyvim min ha'avodim. And so too, for that reason, we will say avodim are nigzolim. Since this, a karka is not nigzelis, is in mailas a karka doinaydi, as we find in the Pnei Yeshua, in Perak HaGoyzel, for that reason, even though avodim are iskar shukarkois, but so avodim will not have the maila of karka, and they will not have the din of karka, which is not nixelis. And for that reason, we will say that avodim are nixolim. That is how the Divrei Yecheskel and Simen Memches explains pshat in the sheets of the Rif. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings the following raya: Toshma hakosev kol nechasev la'avdai yotze ben chayrin shir karka kosho yotze ben chayrin. Reb Shimon Omer Leilam Hu Ben Chayrin Atshema Kol Nechasin Esunim Lepleini Avdei Chutz Meyacha Meribay Shabahen. Vomer Dini Bar Yosef Omer Abu Lazar Asu Metalton Shir Eitzel Eved Voi Asu Metalton Shir Eitzel Ksuva. Vomer Yravu Rav Nachem Aitayma Avda Metaltohu Metaltoh Metaltoh Havi Shir Ksuva Sisha Mekarkohu Metaltoh Lemekarkoh Loi Havi Shir. In other words, even though an Eved is considered like Karka, but still there is a chsorin of krisos. Now to explain pshat in this, our Gemara says, Amrei Anan Mishum Delav Kroskita Masninua, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishainim. In the first pshat of the Rashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains this, our Gemara says, Hasa Mishum Delav Kroskita Masninua. Our Gemara means to say, the kivan di yeshabal ha'evetz chos b'shtar shekos b'sh shir karko metaltli la'atzmai oi hiknu le'ashtar le'gamri shegam z'chos ha'odin kosu b'oi hilkoch le'kirinim be'get krisos. And so we find in the Rif and Gitzin. L'chayon has to understand pshat in the Rashbam and the Rif. What chos does the Baal ha'evet have in the shtar? Even though it is kosu b'sh shir karko metaltli la'atzmai, but Ochir, the Shir is just the Gilimosa, that the Karka or Metaltlin is not included in Kol Nechosai. And therefore, why should we say that he was not Maknoe Ashtawa Gamri,
And for that reason, there is a chesaron in krisa. So chayu, we should say that he was maknu eshtar legamri. So to explain pshat in the first mahalach of the Rashbam, one has to say, as we find in the Acharonim, that when someone says kol nechos haichutz, what is taking place is aknoas kol nechosai with a chaloi shir. In other words, the chutz is not just the gilui mosa, that he does not mean to be makna kol nechosai, and there is an exception to kol nechosai, but rather the akna of kol nechosai is taking place with a chaloi shir. And therefore, since there is a chaloi shir taking place, it is as if the eved is makna whatever was meshuyer back to the Adin. And for that reason, we will say that the schus of the Adin is kasa b'ashtar, and for that reason, why hiknu eshtar agamri, and therefore there is a chsar in krisos. This that we explained, that shir is not just a gulimosa ba'alma, but rather there is a chaloi shir. So to achir one sees in the Gemara before in daf kof mem chesem and aleph, that from the Gemara one sees that by shir one has a chsar of dover shaloi ba'alam, one cannot be meshayer something which is loi ba'alam. From this, that there is a halacha that one cannot be meshayer dover shaloi ba'alam, again one sees that shir is not just a gilui mosa ba'alma, and he is megala that there is an exception to his kol nechasai, but rather there is a chaloi shir, and the chaloi shir cannot be chal al dover shaloi ba'alam. So again, the first mahalach of the Rashbam, and so do we find in the Rif this that we say in our Gemara Lav Kroskita, is because his chos ha'odin is kosel b'shtar. The Rashbam goes on to bring another mahalach, and the Rashbam explains that even though avodim are considered like karka, but still metalton are considered shir eitz al eved, mishum the krisos gomer bo'inan, v'kivan shezeh shir metalton, man leimulon doi hoye bedaite l'shayer ha'eved b'chwal ha'metalton, achrei shoy pirish mahin ha'metalton sheshir, va'af agav de beduchta achrina avda kemekarka idami, miu gabi krisos lav krisos hu. As we find in Ibkivegar and Peir Perakimul Mishnah Ches, Ibkivegar explains Pshat in this Mahalach as follows. That Krisos is Mechayiv, that there should not remain any doubt about the Shechrer. And any Safik about the Shechrer is a Chesaron in Krisos. And even though the Safik is just a Safik Rochik, but a Safik Rochik is enough to have a Chesaron of Krisos. That is the second Mahalach of the Rashbam. In the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and Peah, Lachira one sees in other Mahalach as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, Anon Mishum de Lav Kroskita Masinyanwa. The Rambam says as follows, Vim Shir Karka Koshu, Va'imre Konechosin Esunum Achotzi Makomplaini Layotzeb and Chimadas Tanakama, Lafish Hodas Tanakama, Ein Cholken Hadibor, Lafichach Zatnai Toei Beguf Ha'eved, So to explain Pshat in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, we find that Achrenim explain Pshat in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis with the following Mahalach. That when someone is makna kol nechosai, what is taking place is one hakna, and the shechrer and the hakna sanachosim is nasa b'chad hakna. And therefore, if one was Meshayer in the Haknah, there is a Shir in the Haknah Shal Shechrer, since again there is one Haknah taking place. And since, as we mentioned before, by every Shir, a Shir is not just the Gilui Mosa, as far as what is included in Kol Nechasai, but rather the Haknah's Kol Nechasai remains a Haknah of Kol Nechasai. For that reason, if he was Makna Kol Nechasai with a Shir, there is a Shir of the Haknah which includes Shechrer. And therefore, there is a chsaron of krisos. This that we explained, that there is a chsaron of krisos, since there is a chsaron in the akno which includes shechrer, is because a chsaron of krisos is not just a chsaron if the eved is not completely meshocher, but rather the chsaron of krisos is a chsaron even if there is a chsaron in the maisa shechrer. And since there is one hakna taking place, and there is a shir in the akno, for that reason, there is a chsaron of krisos in the ma'isa shechrer which is taking place. And for that reason, our Gemara says, krisos ba'inon v'leika. That is how the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis explains pshat in our Gemara. And so to Ochir one sees in the Rimigash Nar Sugya, that the Rimigash explains this, that we say, shir karka kosho yotze ben chayrin, is because shekivan shebedibor echad hiknoi atzmei v'chal kol nechosav,
Nase gof ha'everim shar nachasim kedover echad. V'kivan sheshir b'nachasim oise karka koshu. Nase ki ushir b'gof ha'everim yishom doi palginon dibura. V'havali ki mishakasav la'avde gad chayras v'amulei harayat ben chayrin chutz miyodcha, chutz miyagwecha she'enei ben chayrin. Which again can be explained that since there is one haknah taking place based on this loy palgina dibura, for that reason, if he was meshayer in his haknah, there is a chsarin of krisos. But now, one can ask of halang tamia. If so, what is pshat in this that we find that the Rimigash explains in our sugya that if we are to say avda kemekarkei domi, this the metalton are considered a shear based on this the being on krisos veleka, is like the first pshat of the Rashban that we mentioned before. As Rimigash says, Shekivan Sheshir Latzim Ataltan Nimsa Shere Yeshe Ladin Ba'isa Shtar Shekasa Vaischos, Vekivan Sheyeshe Vaischos, Havlik Meshekasa Vavde Get Chiros, Vekasa Vailadin Ba'isa Gets Chos Sheine Get Krisos. Vokhir, what is the difference between if an Evid is like Karka or an Evid is like Metaltan, as far as the Chsarn of the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis and the Rimigash that we mentioned before, that since there is one Akna taking place, for that reason there is a Chsarn Krisa, since there is a Shear in the Akna. And therefore, even if we are to say that an Evid is considered like Karka, but still we should say that Metaltalin are considered a Shear and there is a Chsarn Krisa even by Metaltalin. So to answer this to me and to explain Pshat in the Rimigash of Chir, one has to say as follows. This that the Rimigash understands, that there is a chsar increases by shear karka kosher was not because there is a shear in the hakna, but rather based on this, the loy palginon dibura, we see the karka and the eved kechad, and the shear in the karka is considered a shear in the eved, as Rimigash explains, the havlik mishakasav lavde gadchiris v'amuwe reat ben chirin chutz miyodcha chutz miyaglecha. But that is only as far as Shir Karka is concerned. If he was Meshayer Metaltalin, we will not consider the Shir Metaltalin as a Shir in the Evid, if we are to say that an Evid is considered like Karka. And therefore, if we are to say that an Evid is considered like Karka, this, the Metaltalin are considered a Shir Eitzel Evid, is only because of the Schos Ha'odin Shekosov B'Sei Chashtar. That is a Chira, what one sees B'Shitas Harimigash. These are the mahalchim that we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain Pshat, and this, our Gemara says, Anon mishum delav kruskita maslinanwa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.